All right. All right, 1 minute warning. All right, it is now 1 o'clock. We are going to, today's topic is All Jews Matter, pertaining to Av Yashir. We've been discussing Av Yashir the past few days now, and instead of going with the usual format of learning lessons to the text itself and then moving on to next tefillah, there are so many lessons that we can learn from Av Yashir from different perspectives that today the perspective is going to be All Jews Matter. I think we're going to do one more Av Yashir tomorrow and then move on to Shabbat. And that's going to be text-based. The power behind the words of Av Yashir is going to be tomorrow. Today, all Jews matter. So today's share is Griffin Strongfield, Patricia Shakman Yifchak, and as always, we're going to pick a bunch of names that of people that are sick. Haron Steven, Leva Sara, we're going to pick 10 names, and this year will be So Haron Steven, Sara, Gershom and Maria Rucha, Gershom and Sara, Leah Basimcha, Leah Devora, Leah the Bastor Pesha, Reza Leah Basifumato, Shimon Yifak Ben Hashamalka, Uri Basfayachaya, Yoel Micha Batrut, Yehuda Daniel Ben Edel, and Yisrael Ben Miriam. This year should be the first Rishua for them and the Tosha Archalei throughout. So, how do we learn All Jews Matter from Av Yashir? So first you have to go to the tefillah itself and discuss Av Yashir Moshe Abnei Yisrael, the Miriam, Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael chose to sing. Now, what it does not mention, which it mentions in the Chumash, is Miriam and the woman's involvement, but it discusses the Bnei Yisrael as a whole. It continues to discuss towards the end of Av Yashir, Artof Hashig Achik Shalav Timuim Onavshi. The mission declared, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide and plunder, I will satisfy my lust with them. And who is like you among the heavenly powers, Hashem? Who beginning to pronounce, Mikamachavid Lem Hashem, Mikamachanador Rakodash. At the end, we say, Hashem Yimloch Yolam Ba'ad, Hashem Yimloch Yolam Ba'ad. We see that twice. Hashem will reign forever, Hashem will reign forever. Well, it's very nice. What does it have to do with the topic of today, which is All Jews Matter, both men, both women, all backgrounds? So, the Mayim Loaves tells us that although there were 13 lanes, 12 for the Shabbatim, and they were each going around a semicircular path. And the 13th lane was for the women with Miriam. Now, according to the Ma'am Loev and the Rambam, Maimonides, as opposed to popular belief, what most of us learned in grade school, which is that every line, it was a straight line of division in the Yom Sof, and therefore nobody could see or hear each other. If that's the case, then how could the Bnei Yisrael and be singing together, and everyone was hearing the tambourines and the rejoicing from the women, led by Miriam Hanaviah? Answers Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, the Ma'am Loev, Yichlag Kodesh Bracha, and the Rambam Maimonides, they answer that no, rather it was a semicircular path, like in the track and field, where you're going around and around. Therefore, everyone was able to see each other and hear each other, because they were all in a semicircle. Therefore, we were Klal Yisrael together, standing together, singing and thanking God. So I'm going to read an article, part of an article written by Rabbi Yaakov Midian, who is the Rosh Yeshiva Yeshiva, I believe it's called Har Etzion, but I want to double check with which Yeshiva it is. He is the Rosh Yeshiva Yeshiva at Har Etzion, the Gush. And he writes the following. When Miriam, what could we learn from Miriam and the woman's involvement? So we learned three things. Number one, first, we need to look at Miriam's character to understand. So we need to go back into the Chumash. And according to our median, in Las Yashir, when it says, many may fear and terror before them. Fear was among them, was not just because they were hearing the nation of men, they were hearing the whole nation, they were hearing children, they were hearing the instruments from Miriam. So, that being said, if that is attributed to Miriam, what could we learn from Miriam? So, if you look in Parashat Shemot, Miriam Hanaviah was the one who kept families together. Miriam, as a young girl, she was Pura, Shifra and Pura. Shifra was Yochabed, Pura was Miriam. When Miriam, who was seven at the time, stood up to her father, who was a big leader, and said, she got a vision from God, a Neviah, and she basically kept families together. She's like, to your father, with respect, you're worse than Paro. You know the famous sentence, you're worse than Paro. Paro just wants to get rid of the boys. You're ruining families apart. With that same energy, Miriam, who kept the families together, which is why she was such a powerful being. Miriam is probably one of the greatest Nevuahs. Miriam was one of the biggest Nevuahs, and yet she decided this, so nobody could question Koisha. They won't just sing, they will also play instruments to praise God and to thank God. We also know that the kiyar was made out of the mirrors from these same very women that cheered up their husbands after a day of work for Paro. Not easy work. So this is where we learn the lesson of the woman was very involved in Yashir. Okay, so we got the woman. The woman mattered. We have the men involvement as a whole. But what lessons can we learn for our door, for our generation? So I'm going to read a few sources here. We're going to go into the jump heard around the world. Nachshu ben Aminadab jumping into the sea, which led into the whole Kriyat Yamsuf, which led into Az Yashir. Rabbi Eliezer Barani, who is the communications associate of President Ari Vermin in NYU, basically his right-hand man, he writes in the Pesach Book 5777, the shot heard around the world is the splitting of the Yam Suf. It's one let's take a survey about how the splitting of the sea occurred. Our narrative is that Moshe was standing in the sea while Bnei Yisrael was waiting for something, doubting, afraid to go into the sea. Nachshu ben Aminadab of Shevet Yehuda went ahead and said, if nobody's going to do it, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump into the sea. And everyone followed. Two lessons. Number one, Nachshon, everybody followed Nachshon. That was the lesson in that. And number two, Nachshon had faith in God and trust in God. And then Amun Emetachon was contagious. And others snorted the Amun Emetachon and joined in. But Nachshon caused that, the in factor of Amun Emetachon. So why was that so important? How does that show that all Yidden matter? And how, from Az Yashir, from the jump, that jump, Nachshon, showed that Hashem is with us. And we need to trust in God. And if Hashem wants us to do something, whether we understand it or not, we should do it. And what would have happened? But also, there's another question. The Medrash shows that Moshe lifts his stick after Nachshon jumped, and what would have happened? So I would think that he would drown. Furthermore, the Torah tells us, and you lift up your staff and hold out your arm over the sea and split it. The Torah is telling us that Hashem splitting the sea was based on an Amun and Klai throughout. And that Amun and Klai throughout causing Moshe to raise up his matah to God was all caused by one man, by Nachshon. Meanwhile, while that was happening, the women were getting together, you know, praising Hashem and also having trust. According to the Or HaChaim, the women's trust in God actually happened a lot earlier. They were ready to go in. They just, you know, were afraid, as was everybody else. But they had the tambourines ready. They were ready to sing to God. And the Shira and the Torah seems like something spontaneous, but really, it was something, although spontaneous, or Chaim HaKadosh, it was something that everybody did together. The whole nation as one did together. Does it say in the Torah that only the women who had their hair covered and were wearing skirts did the tambourines and sung Shira? No. It says Miriam led the woman in song. The saying of Yashir that Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael, the men and the sons, does it say that it was just Sfardim or Kipas Ugah or Black Hat? No, Az Yashir Moshe uVnei Yisrael, Moshe and all of God's Klal Yisrael sung the Shira. Does it say Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael that were wearing, that had long payas? Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael that was wearing a kippah sugah? Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael. We discussed Miriam already. But it's saying in the Torah, when discussing Miriam's involvement, that only the women whose hair was covered and dressed neatly were given the tambourine to partake, or does it say that all the women were partaking? Was this the part of the Shalach? Miriam led the daughter, led the Benot Yisrael, meaning all the women and daughters and girls in song and dance and musical instruments. Praise Hashem and think of what we did. Meanwhile, Moshe and all of Bnei Yisrael, not just the Black Hat crew, not just the modern Orthodox crew, not just the Yemenites, not just Hasidim, not Satmar, not all of us, together as one Kulanu Biyachad, well, Yaakov Median had another article on this idea as well. There were two players, and so that of Bnei Yisrael and of Hashem, the order of the vision of the world seems that the Bnei Yisrael was expected to begin moving forward even before it was split. What lies here in the sequence of events? From here we learn. It seems that the nature of the miracle of the Yom Tov required that the people of Bnei Yisrael do whatever they could on their own, and then only after Hashem would do the rest. From here we see that it is inappropriate to cry out to Hashem and ask for his immediate intervention before one has done all that he can to solve the problem on his own. According to the Medrash Tanhuma, this is how Avram conducted himself. The Satan created a river when it was going to be Akiva. He did not turn to Hashem to come to his assistance until the waters reached his neck. Nachshon gave that lesson to Bnei Yisrael and was the first to descend to the sea. And Bnei Yisrael followed. Another episode in Tanakh, which also shows all Jews matter, and so, very similar to that use of the splitting of the Yom Tov, Hashem's deliverance of Bnei Yisrael through the hands of Devorah and Barak, Devorah HaNaviah, we discussed Miriam, and Har Tabar, throughout the Barak, up for this day in which Hashem has delivered Sisera in the killing of Sisera, and Hashem discomforted Sisera in all his chariots and also the edge of the sword before Barak. Devorah HaNaviah commanded Barak to lead the soldiers. It was the leader without Devorah HaNaviah. Who knows what would have happened? So we see throughout the Torah that women, contrary to popular belief, plays a very big role in Jewish life, and so do the men. Does anyone play a bigger role, or do we have an equal role? Dr. Chazam Sofer, we learn from Avyashir that Miriam is a woman, and everyone else, although each shiva was in their own lane, they were doing the same exact thing, in their own way, singing and praising Hashem. Rav Yossi Salavitik, on his Chodesh Tov Rav in Parshas Shachar, concludes, and his commentary on the Yashir, when we say, Mikhom Lochav Elim Hashem, and Hashem Lochav Elim Ba'ad, that was everybody. Together, the men, the women, the children, sons, daughters, young and old. Hashem Yimloch Yilam Bawad, Hashem Yimloch Yilam Bawad, Hashem will reign forever, Hashem will reign forever. It wasn't just the men. It wasn't just the women. It wasn't just the children. It was everyone young and old. Yes. There are different nusach tefillah. Some people daven nusach Ashkenaz. Some people daven nusach Sfar, like myself. Some people daven Eidut HaMizrach. There are different forms of Eidut HaMizrach. There's nusach Temani, the nusach of the Yemenites. Every person who davens is beautiful. I saw a clip from Menachem Penner a few days ago, that, and he gives a mashal, and he attributes this to Avyashir. When it says in Avyashir, Kibbutz Asara B'Chaval, they saw the chariots dying, and the chariots drowning in the sea along with its riders, the Mitzrim. We learn a valuable lesson from that. Every Yid matters. All Jews matter. How do we learn that from that particular tefillah? So, Zakrav Penner, a good conductor knows when there are three violinists or four violinists. Hashem, the conductor of the world, knows when someone is not praying. Even if somebody doesn't know how to pray well, do the best you can. If you only know Baruch Hashem Shamar Ashrei, start with that and keep going. Never stop. Always improve yourself. And let us say to him together, even though to listen to the recording later on, but still, please say this along with me for all those in need of refuah. Shir ha-ma-la-ma-alos Esa inai el ha-harim Mi-ayin yavo esri Esri mi-yim Adonai Ofei shemayim baret Shilamot rog-recha Re-yonu shom recha Ne-lo-yonu b'lo-yishan shomir yitref Amen. Shibana b'tavidat zhen heravi aminu tichakinu tortecha. Hashem, please bring us the base of Mikdash and heal us all. G'day to all.